Palestinian factions meeting in Cairo today took a tentative step toward ending suicide attacks in Israel. However, they did not agree to stop the attacks on Israeli soldiers and Jewish settlers in the occupied West Bank and Gaza Strip. Israeli officials publicly rejected the proposal. One official called it a halfway measure, but privately, Israeli officials say that if there is quiet, they will stop military operations in the territories. And Pierre's Linda Gradstein joins us from Jerusalem. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Leanne.
What more can you tell us about the results of the ceasefire talks in Cairo?
Well, they were a compromise between the more radical factions like Hamas and Islamic Jihad and the representatives of the Palestinian Authority, which wanted a complete ceasefire. All 13 factions agreed that there would be no more suicide bombings inside Israel. That would mean an end to attacks on buses, restaurants. In any case, the last attack was almost 2 months ago. Now, it does not include an end to attacks on soldiers and Jewish settlers in the territories, but privately, Palestinian officials say they are pressuring Hamas and Islamic Jihad to stop these attacks as well. The Egyptian intelligence chief Omar Suleiman, who mediated the talks, flies tomorrow to the United States to brief Bush administration officials. It's likely that he will also come to Jerusalem later this week. There are also contacts continuing for a meeting between Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Correa. Today there's a meeting of senior aides on both sides. So both sides are seeing this as sort of a tentative step towards the resumption of peace talks.
The Israeli government, though, is being very cautious in its response, it seems.
Publicly, you know, Israeli officials say they won't be a party to any ceasefire that is not complete. But privately, they've told both Palestinian officials and U.S. officials that if there is quiet, Israel will stop its assassinations of militant leaders in the territories. That was one of the key demands of Hamas and Islamic Jihad, and that Israel will also refrain from large-scale military operations in the territories. On the other hand, Israeli officials say that if they know of an attack about to happen, they won't just sit there, and if there is an attack, they will prevent it. However, there has been, with the exception of one or two sort of Israeli large-scale raids into the West Bank city of Ramallah, another one into Nablus, there has been what Israeli officials are calling relative quiet for the last few months. And a Palestinian official told me today that as far as he's concerned, there's already a ceasefire in place.
Now, what are the immediate pressures that are being put on both sides?
On the Palestinian side, leaders of Hamas and Islamic Jihad say that they are tired of living on the run. Israel has carried out over the past few months a campaign that has assassinated more than a dozen Hamas militants as well as Palestinian bystanders. Leaders of Hamas and Islamic Jihad say they're willing to give a ceasefire a chance. The Palestinian Authority wants peace talks to resume. They have protested against what Israel calls a security fence and what Palestinians call a wall that is being built both in the West Bank and on the border between Israel and the West Bank. And Palestinians are afraid that it will mean a large land grab of the West Bank. On the Israeli side, there are increasing domestic pressures on Prime Minister Sharon to do something. There's growing discontent in Israel with the situation. It's been gathering sort of steam over the past few months. The latest was a long piece in the Israeli newspaper Haaretz by six Israeli reserve soldiers who just finished their reserve duty in a small Jewish enclave in Gaza. And these six men, including two of them from Sharon's ruling Likud party, said that Israel has no place being there and should pull back. Also this weekend, another Israeli official said that Israel should unilaterally withdraw from part of the West Bank and Gaza, and that's caused a political storm because the comments were made by Israel's Deputy Prime Minister Ehud Olmert in Israel's largest circulation newspaper. Olmert is considered very close to Sharon. He said that Israel is facing a demographic threat from the Palestinians, and the only way to keep Israel democratic and Jewish is to withdraw unilaterally. Now, one Israeli newspaper today said that would mean evacuating up to 50,000 Jewish settlers of the more than 200,000 living in the West Bank and Gaza. Now, Olmert says that his comments were not coordinated with Sharon, but Sharon has made some sort of less specific comments about unilateral steps that he's willing to take. hardliners in Israel this weekend launched blistering attacks on Olmert, and several of the more hardline parties threatened to withdraw from the Israeli government if the plan is adopted. In fact, there were even posters of Ehud Olmert with Hitler hung overnight in Jerusalem after the interview.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. Linda, thank you very much.
Thank you.